Oh yeah, you already know what time it is. You already know what's going on. I am your host, Cam Silver.
I am your co-host, Kyle Silver.
Welcome back to the Silver Boys Podcast.
Hey.
Here, the road to the big game down in the Big Easy.
Mm-hmm.
Finally
mm-hmm.
started.
Mm-hmm.
How do we feel?
Oh man, we've been waiting a long, long, long time for this. Man, I can't wait for some playoff football. You know, all of these teams about to go crazy. I know there's going to be some upsets we didn't see coming in. Mm-hmm. But I'm excited, man. I'm so excited. We all know playoff football is the best type of football there is.
Yes. So. Yes. But before we get to playoff football, let's go over some things that happened after the last week of the season. Mm-hmm. So, New England decided to fire their coach, Gerard Mayo, just after one season with the team. They went 4-13, and that last game that they ended up winning against Buffalo knocked them out of the getting that first round, that first pick.
Mm.
So then, now they're down, I believe, at like fourth or fifth, if I'm not mistaken. Uh-huh. But yeah, that was somewhat shocking, but at the same time, not shocking. Jacksonville decides to fire Doug Peterson. After three seasons, Peterson was 22-29, including losing his last 18 of 23 games.
He lost his last 18 out of 23. Yeah. That saga needed to come to a close.
Yeah.
At this point, there was nothing going on with Trevor Lawrence Mm-mm. in Jacksonville. So, yeah, that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
It was about time.
Yeah.
It was about time.
Yeah.
And Doug Peterson's a good coach, but just some things don't work out in your favor,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, no, it's, Jacksonville is tough because, it seems like they have the quarterback, but I don't feel like he's playing to his potential.
Not at all.
I think they have a great defense. Their defense is all right. You know, they have some studs on that side. You know, they also have some studs on offense as well.
Yeah.
But they it's just a matter of, like, trying to get the quarterback to play to his potential.
Mm-hmm.
Going to some more news, David Montgomery saying she'll be ready for Detroit's divisional round.
Good.
Which is huge.
Good.
Getting both of their backs back. Jahmyr Gibbs has been holding it down, though.
Mm-hmm.
He's been balling.
Yes, he has.
Four touchdowns in that last game to secure that number one seed. So
mm-hmm.
congrats to them. Chicago has requested an interview with Mike McCarthy. The Cowboys did not respond for a couple of days, and then they denied the request.
Denied the request?
I've never actually seen anybody deny the request.
Like, why would you do that? I mean, I guess there's got to be talks with Jerry that they're going to sign him again if they're going to deny the request. And then he's not going to have a job. Watch. I'm telling you. That's going to happen.
That'd be the most horrible setup ever.
You don't let the man go interview for another team, but then you don't re-sign him to an extension.
and then he gave off the indication like, oh yeah, like if he doesn't want to be here, he can go on ahead and talk to other people.
You didn't allow him to.
Then you don't allow him to. Oh my God! Like, what are you doing?
You're gonna leave the man without a job, Jerry. You're going to. That's embarrassing. That's crazy. That's not good.
And then they're just gonna redo exactly what they did this past season. But we'll just let that rock. Las Vegas fires Antonio Pierce, which sucked because I don't know what he was supposed to do either.
Exactly.
They had no quarterback.
No quarterback. They really feel like they didn't have anything.
They honestly. Literally just had Brock Bowers.
Exactly.
Exactly. They just had a tight end. Tennessee fires their GM and ran Carthen. Tennessee, another place where they have potential, especially like their defense is really mm-hmm. good. Defense is really stout. But offense, again, looking for a quarterback, just looking for somebody that's steady.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be something to look at as well. And then for New York, for the blue and red team, since we can't say the names, Jim Morris says that he remains confident in Joe and Brian and in their process that they have implemented. So the head coach and the GM and Brian Daboll and Joe Shane will stay in New York.
That one's that's still up in the air for me a little bit. But I mean, you got to give them a chance, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just, you know, I'm really on the fence about, like, when it comes to my team, you know, the New York blue and red team. I don't want Brian Daboll to leave because I do think that he's a phenomenal coach.
Yes.
But you just got to give him the pieces to do it. But then it's like, if you don't have the pieces and then he doesn't produce, Is that really all his fault? And the more of the blame I feel like goes to the GM and Joe Shane.
Yeah.
And some of the transactions that he has had.
Exactly. And how he, you know, kind of butchered some of these, you know, trades and how, you know, some of these signings. Because, like, he, you know, for, like, guys, like, not even – I know we talked about Barkley a lot most of the season, but we have to look at other guys. Like, think about McKinney.
Yep, Xavier McKinney, yep.
You know what I mean? Yep. McKinney's, like, one of the best defensive players in the league right now. Mm-hmm. And just let him go for nothing.
For nothing. You get nothing in return, yeah.
You know what I mean? So it was things like that where I sign with you on that one. Mm-hmm. Like, the GM, you kind of look at questionably, but if – you know, more believes in it than a. I mean, they came from Buffalo. Buffalo. So, you know, we'll see how that goes. Going to some injuries. Some injury updates. Jalen Hurts is back for Philly. Finally practicing again. He just got a concussion protocol. Jordan Love for Green Bay should be good to go. He had an elbow injury in the last week of the season, so he should be good to go. Coming in for that game as well. So. Yeah.
Okay. You got to watch out for Green Bay, man.
Yeah.
Green Bay is one. If Jordan Love is healthy, Green Bay, they could give teams a lot of problems.
Yeah. No, we'll get into them in a second. But let's go over this crazy weekend that we're about to be headed into. So, L.A., the Bolts, we'll call them.
Yeah, the Bolts.
So, this L.A. team. They're going up against Houston. In Houston, for the majority of the season, been looking very average, very regular.
Up and down.
Yeah. They really get started when Joe Mixon gets started. Their offensive line, it's weird. They're good at run blocking, but they're not that good at pass blocking. Which is, I've not really seen that before. And it shows in a play of Stroud. Everyone's like, what happened to Stroud? Well, one reason, everyone has film on you now. So everybody knows exactly what they understand things. They understand it now. Exactly. They understand like certain things that you like and certain things that you don't like. Another thing, like I said, the O-line wasn't as strong. They had to make a couple moves on that O-line. So now Stroud, it was hard for Stroud to stay upright. And also Stroud was running a lot more than we've ever seen him run.
Yeah.
So I believe LA will take this one because I believe that they will generate pressure. And I believe that, you know, Herbert can get his first W.
I think so too. I think the way, the Bolts, they finished the season, first of all, you know, the season that they've had with a new head coach is out of this world, I believe. Just because, 11-6, I don't think that we really expected them to go 11-6.
Right.
And they could give the Texans a lot of problems, especially on the offensive and even the defensive end. Mm-hmm. No Tank Dell. Like that's probably one of the biggest losses. Talking about injuries, I think that's one of the biggest losses just for a quarterback like CJ.
Yeah.
I co-sign with you. I can see the Bolts winning this one.
LA should win. Yeah, they should upset. Going to that night game on Saturday, Pittsburgh versus Baltimore, your good old rivalry. Gotta love it, right? These two, it feels like they've played each other like twice within the last month. Mm-hmm. So very familiar with each other.
Yes.
Baltimore's still the favorite, even though Flowers is questionable with that knee injury that he sustained last week. So that's going to be very interesting to see how they proceed with that. But Jackson and Henry, what else do I have to say? Good old line, great two tight ends that they have in Mark Andrews and Isaiah Likely. So and even without Zay Flowers, they still got guys like Rashad Bateman, who could take the top off the defense and still make some explosive plays. So and then the defense themselves has come along very well. I know Kyle Hamilton, I think, is dealing with an injury, but overall they made some changes on that back end. And the Wiggins kid, the rookie, he's come along very, very well, and I like him a lot. So I do have Baltimore coming out of this one, and I feel like Baltimore, for the most part, in the playoffs as a whole, might be the most complete team.
Interesting.
They kind of have a little bit of everything that you want.
I believe that too. It's just about, can they put the product that we expect them to put out on the field?
Yes.
Especially against like a tough, you know, Pittsburgh-led defense. We all know what TJ Watt could do.
Right.
We all know, like, you know, that what Mike Tomlin can do. So it's just really about, you know, that Pittsburgh offense coming together too, putting up points where they need to put up points, putting pressure on, you know, that Ravens, I mean, that Baltimore defense.
Right.
I think that that'll be important. But that Pittsburgh defense worries me.
Yeah.
And, you know, especially the some of the talks that surround Lamar, like, you know, especially at this time of the season, I just don't want, you know, I don't think it will get to his head because you have somebody like Derrick Henry right behind you too.
Mm-hmm.
But that Pittsburgh defense definitely gives you cause to pause.
Right. Because they've had, you know, over time, you know, I know Pittsburgh as a whole, for the whole team, both offense and defense, has kind of been reeling. But mm-hmm. over time, mm-hmm. Pittsburgh has had Lamar's number. They've just been able to at least contain him.
Exactly. Exactly.
And that's what that's the biggest thing that you have to do with Lamar. You just have to contain him. And mm-hmm. then after that, pray he doesn't, you know, he doesn't get going in this passing game.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, you know, Baltimore looks like the favorite. They should be able to get out of that one.
They better get out that one.
Yeah, they have no choice.
They better get out that one.
They have
one.
No choice. Another team that has no choice to get out of this one is Buffalo, as they will be hosting Denver. Denver has a good defense.
Good defense.
But they do let up points, mm-hmm. so you can score on them. But they do make good stops at good times.
And Bo Nix is surprising everybody.
Yes. Yes.
Like, genuinely.
Yes.
Genuinely.
Yes. He was one of the most ready quarterbacks coming out of the draft.
Absolutely.
I think also because obviously he played extra years mm-hmm. or like an extra year in college. But
mm-hmm. It shows, though. It paid off. It's there. It's there. Look at him. First year in playoffs against Buffalo.
Yeah.
Which is probably maybe the second complete team. Mm-hmm. Maybe the first to some other people,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah. With the possible MVP and Josh Allen.
Exactly. I don't know. My boy, he's trying to get me to be a believer, you know, and believe in Bo Nix. I mean, after seeing what he did, you know, these last couple games, it's raising questions in my mind.
For me, like, not even last week, because obviously Chiefs didn't play anybody yeah. last week, but going to the week before that against Cincinnati,
mm-hmm.
bro, mm-hmm. take them to overtime like mm-hmm. that was awesome. Like, every time Joe Burrow did something, he came back.
He came right back.
You know what I mean? And he's one of those, like, I like him a lot because that experience that he has, it comes with a no fear.
Exactly.
Type of experience. Mm-hmm. He does it like it doesn't matter if something happened to play before that. He's still going to throw that ball.
Oh, he gonna sling
he
that.
Gonna
thing.
Sling it. Yes. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So
yes. So Buffalo needs to be a little cautious,
yes.
I believe, because
yes.
I think that they could get too far ahead of themselves to where now they're gonna find themselves falling behind a mm-hmm. little bit. And then I do believe that Denver and Sean Payton can take advantage of that.
Yeah.
And especially if you get Josh Allen in predicaments that he doesn't want to be in too.
Right.
You know, you get him, you know, maybe just running a little bit more. You're really, you know, tightening up on those wide receivers for Buffalo.
Right.
I think Denver could give some problems, man.
Yeah.
I do expect Buffalo to win this game, but Denver, I can see it being really close.
Yeah.
I can see it being super close.
Same. I guess I can almost see a shootout in a sense.
Yeah. You know? Absolutely. Be like 40-39.
Yeah. It's going to come down to it's like how Buffalo is against Kansas City. It's going to come down to whoever has the ball last.
Yeah. Yep.
Going to Green Bay and Philly, kind of alluded to this game with the injuries for both quarterbacks, mm-hmm. but if everything goes as planned, both quarterbacks should be playing.
Yes.
And this is a rematch of week one.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. this is gonna be a good one because of how both teams have been able to raise their levels throughout the season. Green Bay, they are taking a tough loss with no Christian Watson. Mm-hmm. He tore his ACL.
Mm-hmm.
But Philly, obviously, you know, they're the favorites coming in. The thing that I do want to see, I hope there's no rust for Jalen Hurts.
Okay.
That you know, because he hasn't played since week 16 mm-hmm. against mm-hmm. Washington.
Mm-hmm.
So then you don't see the Washington. He only plays a little bit against Washington. doesn't play the Dallas game, and he doesn't play last game against New York. New York. So that's 3 weeks right there, basically, of no football. How is he going to look?
No in-game football. It's a lot different. Yeah.
I would anticipate Green Bay to stack the box and make sure Saquon doesn't get going first and try to get Jalen Hurts to throw the ball to see where he's at.
Yeah. Because see if he's rusty or see what, like,
And then also Philly is one of the worst teams at starting games.
Yes, they are.
They do not start games well.
So if Green Bay could get them to get behind, you know, early, then we'll be starting to have a different conversation. Jalen Hurts and the Philly fight back. You know, especially like you said, after stacking a box against Saquon and you don't allow Saquon to get off, you know, in that first quarter, second quarter, the game will be different.
The game will change.
The game can and will be different,
I
believe.
Because I think the question everybody will have is, can Philadelphia become a comeback team? Or, you know, are they a team that could play from behind?
Because,
you know, obviously
they can play from ahead.
They've been stronger. They've been stronger than most teams that they played, so they already know that they could play ahead. But can they play from behind, you know, a touchdown, you know, or like coming back from like a touchdown and a field goal type, you know, something like that. So that'll be something to really keep an eye on.
But I got Philly.
I got Philly.
They better win too. They better win too.
Yeah, that's another one. It's funny. It's a few teams here where we're looking at like, all right, now.
don't. Y'all can't play around now.
Yeah, I can't mess around with this one. Going on to the next game. We have Washington and Tampa Bay.
I think that'll be a really good game too. Yes, it will.
That's gonna be interesting. Jaden Daniels has exceeded expectations and has raised his levels tremendously throughout the season. Baker Mayfield, he's one of my favorite quarterbacks to watch. Dude is just a gamer, man.
No matter
what it is that needs to be done, he's gonna get it done. He's going to get it done. Very interested to see how the Tampa Bay defense will play Jaden Daniels, because you know, top of Bulls, he loves the blitz.
He's gonna bring that house. Let's go now. Let's see if Jaden Daniels can handle that blitz. Let's see what he does to get out of certain situations. But you know, you got guys like Scary Terry with you. Like, that's come on.
Yeah.
Like,
and then you got
and Jaden can run the ball.
Brian Robinson.
Yep.
Behind you, and you got Zach Ertz as your tight end.
Talk about reliable. Just somebody that you know he's going to be there no matter what.
Right.
Especially for a young QB too.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm very, very interested to see how that works. And then Tampa Bay's offense is, they're clicking.
Yes, they're clicking.
Those wide receivers are something else, man. With Evans and McMillan, and you got guys like Kate Otten, that tight end. That offense is going, and then your two running backs and Bucky Irvin and Rashad White. That's gonna be a matchup, man.
Yes, it will. That's probably one of the most even matchups. I feel like.
Like
Philly and Green Bay. Like, I feel like those.
Even this next matchup that we're about to talk about.
Yes.
With Minnesota and the other LA team. Both play in the same dome and have the same stadium,
colors.
I don't know what to. LA on the side where they're gonna play the Texans, we'll call them LAB. I like this LA team just a little more.
Let's do Sean Payton's team and the Harbaugh team.
The Harbaugh team. There you go. That's how we're gonna do it. I'm glad you said that.
Yes.
All right, so we didn't make our picks for the Washington Tampa Bay. That one's kinda tough, I can't lie.
I'm gonna take Washington just because I want to see Jaden Daniels keep going. I want to see Jaden Daniels keep going.
Yeah, I was gonna say the same thing.
But I also kind of want them to lose because of my barber. But that's it. Nah, I'm gonna take Washington.
I be forgetting how barber's a Washington fan. Oh man. I'll take it. I just like Jaden Daniels, man. Love Baker. I love Mike Evans. Love that whole Tampa Bay squad. But we'll see. We'll see what Washington can do. Going to Minnesota and Harbaugh's LA team. How do we like this matchup? Because this matchup is low key.
Minnesota and Sean Payton's team. Yeah. This matchup is going to be, oh boy, I don't even know. I kind of really didn't expect Sean Payton's team to get in.
This isn't Payton's. This is Minnesota.
This is Kevin Minnesota Brown versus the Rams. There's not Sean Payton. I'm sorry.
Harbaugh.
No. Oh my God, what is this? Sean McVay. That's his team. Yeah, I don't know why I kept saying Sean Payton. My bad, guys. Sean McVay's team. That's the coach of the Rams, of Los Angeles. He is. I didn't expect them to get in, honestly.
Yeah, no, they were a team where a couple losses that they took. I think one of them was to Miami, where I was like, oh, I don't know if they're gonna be able to squeeze this one out. Mm-hmm. But lo and behold, you know, they had a division where the NFC West, where San Francisco was banged up, Arizona didn't do themselves no favors by losing to Carolina. Seattle, they had a very weird up and down season as well. Mm-hmm. And then I think this LA team was just able to capitalize.
I feel like they were
able
to squeeze in.
Yeah.
Really, really squeeze in through the door.
But I will say that this is one of the offenses that you do not want to see.
Not at all. I don't want to see Puka. I don't want to see Cooper. I don't want to see Matt Stafford.
Kyron Williams.
Yeah. No. Because they can take the top off of defense at any point in the game.
Yes. And this is also team that has given a team like Detroit trouble, you know, especially what was it? I think the first game of the season that they played them.
Yeah.
And then, you know, last year in the playoffs as well. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, this is a LA team I don't even want to look at. if I'm Minnesota, I'm like, man, I don't know.
Just because, like, the way Minnesota, like, you know, the way that they started off the season, and then, like, there were a couple games where you're like, whoa, wait a minute. You know, Sam Darnold, like, hold on now. But, you know, when you got a guy like Justin Jefferson.
And Jordan Addison. And T.J. Hockenson. And what's-his-face Jones in the backfield.
Like, I'm giving you the keys, brother. Like, here, Sam.
And a pretty solid O-line.
Exactly. I'm interested to see what that L.A. team, what that defense is going to look like.
Yeah. Young defense, too.
Exactly. But, nah, I'm taking Minnesota to win that one.
Yeah.
I'm taking Minnesota.
Yeah, I don't see them having two bad games in a row like what happened against Detroit. Mm-hmm. Honestly, Detroit just had their number. Aaron Glenn was in a different bag, bro. He was in a different bag. The way that he was able to get pressure on Darnold and make Darnold miss throws that he normally does not miss and miss five receivers that were wide open.
Yes,
like there were times where Darnold had guys open in the end zone, and he wasn't even looking their way because he was so worried about different pressures coming at him. Mm-hmm. And just the way that Detroit was calling that defense was something else. So I don't see LA calling the same defense. Obviously, obviously they're different, they're younger. But yeah, no, I have Minnesota. I just, you know, Darnold has been doing his thing the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he's in. You know, if he can't get it to Jefferson, guess what? Addison's right there for him. If you can't get it to Addison, Hockenson is Mr. Overreliable. You know, your big tight end is the man.
Mm-hmm.
And also, what's his face? Naylor as well. Another wide receiver who's coming to play. So he got weapons behind there. And also, Minnesota's defense is tough, too.
Exactly.
Ryan Flores, he calls great games.
Yes, he does.
He calls great games.
Yes, he does. And I can see that defense being more impactful than LA's defense against Minnesota.
Yeah.
And I think that that'll be the difference of that game.
Yeah. All right. So one last time, just going through everything. So Harbaugh's LA team versus Houston, we picked LA.
Mm-hmm.
Pittsburgh versus Baltimore, we picked Baltimore. Mm-hmm. Denver versus Buffalo, we picked Buffalo. Green Bay versus Philly, we picked Philly. Washington versus Tampa, we picked Washington. And then Minnesota versus McVay's LA team, we picked Minnesota.
All the teams that should win, better win.
Yes,
for the most part,
we picked all the favorites.
Yes,
the favorites coming in. So
yes. You know what? Nah. I'm taking Denver. I'm changing it. I'm taking Denver over Buffalo.
Somebody had to go in for the upset.
Come on now. I ain't mad at you. I'm taking Denver.
Going to, you know, we got a couple minutes left. We'll go to the Heat.
Okay.
So, going to the NBA. So, you know, we've reported that Jimmy Butler kind of indicated that he wanted to trade. It's like he indicated that he wanted to trade. He didn't fully say it, but he said it.
He said it.
Basically.
Pretty much.
I think he said anywhere in the league. So I think there is like a bit of a list. So I believe it was Houston, it was Golden State, Phoenix, and then there were two other teams that I don't. Dallas was one of them.
Okay.
And I'm blanking on the last one, but yeah, those are a couple of the teams that
Houston, I've heard mentioned. Dallas, Phoenix, Golden State.
Mm-hmm. Golden State said that they're looking for a big man, so they're not looking to go to
I couldn't do that if I was Golden State either.
Phoenix would need Bradley Beal to give up that no trade clause. Mm-hmm. And I think something else would have to happen as well. I think this no trade clause is like temporary or something like that.
Okay.
I wouldn't do Houston mainly because I would want to keep my young squad and be like a OKC.
Yeah.
Where I would keep everybody together and be like, all right, let's see how long that this can, you know, that this can go.
You don't want to break that up.
Yeah, you don't want to break that up, exactly. And they're pretty, you know, they're pretty good.
Yeah.
And then who was the other one? Dallas. What would you actually give up if you're Dallas? Because you just got Klay Thompson.
And he's we all know that the league is trending toward three-point shooting. Well, has been
for like
in three-point, exactly.
Yeah.
Jimmy, you. I don't think that you would give up a spot-up shooter to get Jimmy Butler, who's a mid-range heavy guy.
Right, right. Who, in spurts, when he's hot,
can hit the three, but I don't think it's consistent enough.
Right.
For somebody like a Dallas, who we know that they need three-point shooting because of the matchup that they just had against the Celtics in this last
championship
game. Yeah. Yes. So I think that that'll be interesting, like really interesting. I don't know where he could go. I really don't.
Yeah, I don't know either. That's the problem.
You want to go play for a winning organization, but these winning organizations have everything that they need already.
Yeah.
Or they don't want to give up things because they know that they can be where they can go where they want to be.
Right.
So where do you fit in? That's the problem.
Yeah.
I think that's a huge, huge problem.
One sneaky one that I heard was Milwaukee.
I think that would be relatively better.
I think it depends on who they would give up.
Yes.
Would you give up a Bobby Portis? Would you give up a Pat Connaughton type guys?
Would you give up Chris Middleton?
Would you give up
Chris Middleton? Would Miami ask for Chris Middleton?
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, who would want Chris Middleton because he's coming off a double ankle surgery? He's clearly not who he used to be.
Not at all.
So that would be a tough ask right there.
And then you got Dame, Giannis, and Jimmy playing together. Boy. Boy, oh boy.
Just three.
I don't even know how to wrap my head around that.
There's three mega alphas right there. Like, mega alphas, too. Like, I'm not, you know what I mean? Like, there's alphas, but then there's those alpha alphas.
Mega.
That basically bark at you.
Exactly.
And it's those three.
I don't know, man. I really don't know.
Yeah. I'm stuck on that one. That was one I've been thinking about all week, and it's like, where? You know what I mean? Like I've looked up and down like almost everybody's roster, and I'm like, dude, you might have to do a year or two
somewhere where you don't really want to be,
right?
To get where you
want to
go.
Where you want to go, exactly. Or if they could figure out a 3-team or 4-team trade for this to happen, that would also be the only other way. But it depends on who is willing to give up what.
Go to San Antonio.
I'm true. If things aren't going well in Sacramento, I'm hearing
Sacramento
Fox could be going to.
I did hear that.
You heard about
that,
right?
I did hear that.
Yeah.
That's
a serious.
And you know, rumor. And you know why that would happen because of what they just did to the coach.
Yeah.
That you just let your star player walk because of the way you treated your head coach. So what does that say about him? What would you do to De'Aaron Fox if you did this to your head coach?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Those are questions that'll come up in players' heads, especially top players' heads.
Yeah.
Whatever. You called the man while he was on the way to the team plane. De'Aaron.
And told him, yeah, you're done.
You're crumbs, essentially. You're crumbs in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah. That was suck to see that team go down like that too.
It
after
really,
they like just like you
like
know
just
became
got, like,
relevant
just.
Again. But you know, more news on that stuff because those rumors will be heating up
a
lot.
Will.
Another great episode. But you already know the time. Till then, I'm your host, Cam Silver.
I'm your co-host, Kyle Silver.
And this is the Silver Voice.
Thank you.